Thank you very much. I'm very happy to have an opportunity to present our recent studies. My name is Kazuhiro Kimura from Kyoto University. And the collaborators are Tsuneya Yoshida in University of Tsukuba and Norio Kawakami in Kyoto University. So let me start with introduction. So since the theoretical discovery of topological initiator, topology has become a ubiquitous issue in condensed matter physics. The characteristics of topological initiator is insulating bulk and metallic edge states, which is protected by local symmetry. And there is some extension of topological insulators, so extended to metallic phase called topological semi-metals, and extended to crystalline symmetry called topological crystalline insulator. So they have been of intense interest. And recently, the notion of topology, band topology, extended to non-Hermitian system. So the new type topological phenomena are expected. So this is the platforms of non-Hermitian physics. For example, cold atoms with dissipation in open quantum systems, and photonic crystals with gain and loss in optical classics, and the lifetime effect of another aspect of equilibrium system. So we focus on it in strongly correlated system. So next, as a warm-up, I introduce the non-Hermitian band theory. So this is two-dimensional non-Hermitian Dirac Hamiltonian. And the non-Hermiticity induced by the imaginary part of the vectors. So as inducing non-Hermiticity, so Dirac cone change a pair of exceptional points. So this red point means exceptional point. And this is energy dispersion of real part and imaginary part of energy spectrum on the exceptional point. So around this exceptional point, the new type topological number, called winding number, can be defined on the complex energy plane. And the topologically stable band degeneracies appears. Next, I introduce non-Hermitian properties, non-Hermitian topological phenomena in equilibrium systems. So non-Hermiticity induced by the lifetime effect, which is proposed by Kozy and Fu. And the definition of effective Hamiltonian is non-interacting part plus complex self-energy. So we suggest different orbital system and energy dispersion of effective Hamiltonian is like this. So we can see it through the spectral function in equilibrium system. So this is an example of Fermi arc at omega equal zero. And further studies by using the dynamical mean field theory, so open Fermi arc is demonstrated by Nagai-san and Yoshida-san. So next, more details about band degeneracy and symmetry protection. So this is general 2x2 Dirac, 2x2 non-Hermitian Hamiltonian, which is can be described by two types D vectors. And eigenvectors are like this. The condition of band degeneracy is D squared minus B squared equals zero, and the inner product of DB equals zero. And if B vector is non-zero, so Hamiltonian can be diagonalizable. So this is called defective. And the relationship between defective manifold and the system dimension is like this. So this is an example of two-dimensional and three-dimensional case. So in two-dimensional systems, 2 minus 2 equals 0. So we expect the zero-dimensional object. So this is called exceptional point, and this is called exceptional ring. We can expect. And now we consider the symmetry protection of a defective region and light part. So for example, we consider a PT symmetric case. So PT means parity and time reversal. And the definition of PT symmetry is like this. And the PT operator is a complex conjugation times identity operator in this case. So in the PT symmetric system, the inner product of DB equals zero is automatically satisfied by PT symmetry. So the condition of band degeneracy is only one. So the symmetry protection considering the symmetry protection, so a defective manifold is like this. So in two-dimensional systems, we expect exceptional ring, and a three-dimensional system, we expect exceptional surface or exceptional torus. And this is an example of the system without symmetry protection and the system with symmetry protection. So in three-dimensional case, so a Fermi plane enclosed by exceptional ring appear. And the situation is like this. For example, while same metals with a disorder, so wild point change exceptional ring, or nodal line same metals protected by PT symmetry, so change exceptional surface or torus. But almost all studies have been energy dispersion so far. Next, I introduce our motivations. So there is several studies about symmetry protection and non-Hermitian band degeneracy. So in our study, we focus that the can symmetry protected exceptional torus emerge in strongly correlated systems. So this is equilibrium system. And we focus on the nodal line same metals with many body chiral symmetry. And the question is two. So what is the effect of many body chiral symmetry and how physical properties affected by non-Hermitian band structure? The answer is emergence of three-dimensional open Fermi surface enclosed by exceptional torus and exceptional point locked on the Fermi level. And the non-Hermitian structure on the Fermi level increase the spin susceptibilities. So next, I introduce the many-body chiral symmetry in non-Hermitian systems. The definition of many-body chiral symmetry is like this, and H means a many-body Hamiltonian. This is an example of two sublattice systems. So by using the definition of Green's function, we arrive at the relationship in terms of effective Hamiltonian. And in this case, U gamma means chiral matrices act on the sublattice degrees of freedom. And we focus on the Fermi level. So the, this relationship is many-body chiral symmetry on the Fermi level in terms of effective Hamiltonian. And the, we recall the 2x2 non-Hermitian Hamiltonian like this. So from the many-body chiral symmetry, several terms are forbidden. So D0, D0 equal 0, and D3 and B1, B2 equal 0 from many-body chiral symmetry. So this means the inner product of DB equal 0 is automatically satisfied, and band degeneracy happens on the Fermi level. Next, I introduce our model and method. So we analyze Hubbard model on the diamond lattice at half filling with spatially modulated on-site interaction. So we consider sublattice-dependent interaction. And this is model Hamiltonian, and the non-interacting part constructed from two sublattice and spin. But we consider spin-conserving system. And this is a numerical method. And to treat the strong interaction, we use dynamical mean field theory, and impurity solver is iterated perturbation theory now. So this is a very easy techniques to calculate. And we calculate the spin susceptibilities from our random phase approximation combined with dynamical mean field theory. So the most important point in this method is irreducible susceptibilities obtained from DMFT Green's function. So next, I talk about numerical results. So this is effective Hamiltonian in this case. And the situation is finite temperature and finite interaction, only A sublattice. So this is a non-interacting Fermi surface. This blue line means Brillouin zone, and this gray line is a nodal line. This is a non-interacting case. And as inducing the interaction, nodal line change exceptional torus. So we plot this orange region. It's effective Hamiltonian is defective on the orange region. And we can see it through the spectral function like this, kxy and kz plane. This is an example of a spectral function. And the orange plane is corresponds to this green dots. So this green dots correspond to exceptional torus, and where we obtain a zero energy state enclosed by exceptional point. So this is an open film surface and a three-dimensional film surface. And in this case, non-hermeticity induced by the imaginary part of self-energy or lifetime effect. So we plot the imaginary part of self-energy as functions of temperature and interaction. So finite interaction and finite temperature. So non-hermeticity is become large in this direction. Next, I talk about more details about the peak structure of local density of states. So we plot the local sublattice dependent local density of states. So this is non-interacting density of states. And density of state equal zero at zero energy is the characteristics of ordinary topological semi-metals. And with increasing temperature or interaction, so density of states about A sublattice is suppressed. So this is an ordinary renormalization effect. But the density of states is B sublattice is enhanced with increasing interaction or temperature. So this is not renormalization factor, but the origin is lifetime effect of self-energy. And this corresponds to a non-Hermitian effect. So it is a little bit strange, but we recall exceptional torus. The peak structure is formed by exceptional torus at omega equals zero, so locked by chiral symmetry. And finally, I talk about magnetic susceptibilities from non-Hermitian band degeneracy. So the scenario is local density of states about B sublattice is enhanced by chiral symmetry protected exceptional torus. So does the magnetic response for B sublattice become large? This is naively expected, and this is numerical calculation. So with increasing interaction or temperature, so exceptional torus become large. And the magnetic susceptibilities of B sublattice become large in this direction. But this is very weakly enhanced. And this is another example of another parameter of UB case. With increasing interaction, B sublattice susceptibilities is enhanced by forming of exceptional torus. And some region, magnetic susceptibilities B is larger than A, although the interaction is opposite. So this is a summary. So we demonstrate the interaction-driven chiral symmetry protected exceptional torus. And the result is three. The low energy excitation are locked on the Fermi level. So Fermi volumes enclosed by exceptional torus. And the unusual peak structure of local density of states induced by exceptional torus with increasing temperature or interaction. And the how physical properties affected by exceptional torus, the magnetic response for B sublattice become large. So thank you for listening.
Open for questions. Great.
You consider the different interaction between A and B, and what happens if you consider the same interaction? Is there exceptional torus or not?
Okay. So this is an effective Hamiltonian in this case, and This is matrices means A sublattice and B sublattice in term degrees of freedom. So same interaction, same value case. So self energy is A and B sublattice is same. So no Hamiltonian is zero in this case. So there is no exceptional torus, or there is no evidence of exceptional point.
Can you prove that this is equivalent? I mean that the same self energy. With use of some symmetry, you can obtain these two should be same, or this is just a numerical.
We consider so two sublattice system and with many body chiral symmetry, we assume. So in this situation is interaction is same. So self energy is same, and no Hamiltonicity is cancelled.
Okay, thank you.
So what is the justification of using self energy as part of the Hamiltonian? For example, if you assume this, then I would easily imagine that the Lip Robinson bound can be violated. So then it looks.
So your question is the meanings of effective Hamiltonian.
Justification.
My understanding is the information of effective Hamiltonian we can see through the spectral function in this term. And so information of non-Hamiltonian bound degeneracy we see the see through the spectral function.
Yeah, but as Leon mentioned in the previous talk, I mean, if you do that, then one can easily violate some of the important constraints, like Lip Robinson bound or something like that.
Sorry, I couldn't understand your question. So please.
Lip Robinson bound.
Sorry, I don't know.
So if you assume local interaction, then there is some bound that correlation can propagate. That's called the Lip Robinson bound. But if you assume non-Hamiltonian Hamiltonians, then that bound can be violated. So this implies that by assuming this type of Hamiltonian, one can include effects that are not real. Mm. Yeah. So this is the point of my question.
Sorry, I couldn't understand.
I think this is almost a philosophical point that maybe should be discussed outside of the talk. But, if there are not any further questions, maybe we can thank the speaker again. We'll move on.